All right, Coach Cutcliffe, we'll start with you. Opening statement, and maybe if you could talk about how your bowl week experience has been so far and how your players have enjoyed being here in Atlanta.
Certainly. Well, first of all, we're honored to play against a program like Texas A&M. Certainly what they're doing now under Coach Sumlin and their history, their tradition. Obviously one of the more exciting teams in all of college football over the last couple of seasons. It's been fun to watch them until you had to start watching them to prepare for them. That changes a great deal then. Our week has been special. It's been diverse in the events. I've watched our players enjoy every part of it, from playing games at Dave and Buster's to an incredible FCA breakfast, a great message that was delivered there by Derek Brooks and Steve Fitzhugh. And then from cart riding to visiting Children's Hospital to the Martin Luther King Jr. experience yesterday. You've said it best when you say live, laugh, and learn. And we've been able to do all of that and practice a little football. So we're very appreciative of Gary, your leadership, and the organization, and the communication that you've given us with the Chick-fil-A Bowl. So I'm glad, I'm sure like Kevin is, it's time to play football now. But yep. It's been a great week.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Coach Sumlin, your comments on your experience so far.
You bet. I just want to echo what David just said. I think for for us, it's been a unique experience. I had players raise their hand. How many of you guys have ever been to Atlanta? I think we've got four or five guys on our whole team that have ever been here. And so it's everywhere we go has been exciting. And just like David said, the competitions outside of football, with Dave and Buster's, the Children's Hospital visit, just the whole bowl experience here has been great. Gary, thank you for your hospitality and all the Chick-fil-A people. It's been very, very special. And you know, like David said, we've had the opportunity to practice and being at Georgia Dome. As soon as we walk in there, you know, you can feel the energy level of the team pick up. So many great players, so many great football games that have been played in that building. It's a real honor to be here. And for us from the SEC, I think, you know, as a coach, you're always looking down the road. And, you know, there's a pretty important game here that's played at the end of the SEC season with the championship game. And with this bowl game moving, being a part of the championship series that's coming up, hopefully this will be a great experience for our young players and will give us an opportunity to maybe get back here and play a few more times. So it's been a great experience for us, and just like everybody else, our fans are rolling in and we're getting ready to play a great football game in an unopposed time spot, which helps both our programs and our universities, and just a great experience.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. All right, where are we going to start?
Well, we've done a good job.
Well, that's easy.
I'll tell you what. All right, thanks, gentlemen.
See you tomorrow.
Chuck Oliver. Thank you, sir.
Coach Cutcliffe, beyond the statistics of Texas A&M's defense, when you watch film, what jumps off as the biggest challenge against those guys?
Well, their defensive football team's got some talented individuals up front. It always starts there. They have size and quickness, and they use their hands really well. Linebacking core that makes a lot of plays. Safeties that are big and will hit you. Corners that can run. I mean, they've got the right ingredients. They play in a league to where they're challenged every week in a huge way. And so these are tested, experienced football players. And so the thing that challenges us the most is we've got to be consistent. We've got to manage the down and distance. We can't have a bunch of bad plays and be successful against their defense.
Okay, back here in the back.
Coach Cutcliffe, what did you learn from the team's first experience with their bowl last year, going to the Belk Bowl, and how have you been able to apply that going into this year's bowl game?
You know, I think the thing that our players have been able to do is to manage the balance a little better than we could a year ago. It was a first-time experience. We really had no one in the program other than the coaches that could kind of guide them as to what to expect. This year, our leadership, our guys talked to our younger players at home about what to expect, what they expected as a team from them. I don't think there's any leadership like peer leadership, and so by going back-to-back, it gave us that opportunity.
All right, where are we going next? Okay, right here in the middle.
David, how do you keep your offense from feeling like, you know, there's pressure on them to score every time they touch the ball?
You know, and it's a great question because the obvious is that Texas A&M has created that in a lot of ball games. They're so dynamic offensively and dominant offensively. You just have to practice and practice properly. Understanding that execution is the key, one play at a time. You can't think out front as to what you're having to do as a player. You've got to play that play. And so we've worked hard on that mentality, but not just for this ball game. That's a mentality that we work on when we start spring practice, of understanding that we've got to play that play.
All right, we're going over here on the left.
Kevin, yesterday some of the Johnny and DeShazer Everett both said that the offense has had a little more swagger, you know, the last couple of days, have kind of gotten back in rhythm. Is that something that you've noticed as well with Spavadal calling the plays?
You know, I think, you know, it was a taxing year physically and mentally. You know, some really close games that won a few of them, lost a couple of them, and we just took some time at the end of the year to step away physically and mentally, and I think it's helped us. I like our energy level right now. I like the bounce that we've got, and you know, it'll be interesting to see. I think it's pretty well documented where we were physically at the end of the year in a lot of key positions. I think that we're finally healthy again in a lot of those key positions, and because of that, you know, naturally the energy level will go up.
All right, right here in the middle, please.
Kevin, a lot of people worry about the long layoff. Did you draw on anything from last year, the Cotton Bowl, looking forward to this bowl?
You know, we do things the same way, Robert. I mean, it's, you know, what did we play last year, the sixth? So it was a longer layoff than we have right now. You know, in certain ways, I think this team needed it. I think that that space, that time after our last ball game is something that this particular team needed. And I think it relates back to what the question I just answered. I think the little bit of a layoff kind of helped us this time. And from an energy standpoint, just to get back and get healthy.